our enemy down here. He had become a prisoner of war, along with his ally Long Shadow, and Lady must have foreseen some use for him, or she would not have kept him alive. But he was not likely to get released while I was in charge. In his way, he was crazier than Soulcatcher. The crow chided me for taking so long. The howler was awake. His will was such that he could move his eyes, though nothing more was within his capacity. One glimpse of the madness within those dark orbs, and I knew that this man could not be permitted to make it back to the world. "Be very careful around this one," I said, "or he'll nail you as surely as Soulcatcher nailed Swan. One Eye, Howler is awake. He can move his eyes." One Eye repeated my warning absent-mindedly.
"Don't get too close to him."
The crow began to nag. Its voice gave birth to a particularly annoying generation of echoes. "Ah, Radisha. Here's your brother. And he seems to be in pretty good shape. No, don't touch. That's probably what contaminated the stasis spells protecting the dead men. You'll just have to be patient, same as the rest of us." She made a sound like a low growl. The icy cave ceiling above us made creaking sounds that added to the volleys of echoes. I continued. "It's hard. I know it's hard. But right now patience is the best tool we have for getting them out of here safely." Once I was sure she would restrain herself, I resumed inching forward. The white crow cawed impatiently. Out loud, I thought, "I do believe I'll wring that thing's neck." The Radisha reminded me,
"You'll build bad karma. You might come back as a crow or parrot in your next life."
"One of the beauties of being Vedna is that you don't have a next life to worry about. And God, the all-powerful, the merciful, has no love at all for crows, except to use as plagues upon the unrighteous. Does anybody know if Master Santaraxita planned to come down here?" My organizational skills had vanished because of my own eagerness to reach the captured. It occurred to me only now that the scholar's knowledge might prove especially useful here, if he could connect anything in this cave to known myth. I got no answer. "I'll send for him if I have to." "Ah, Sara. Here's your honey."
"Don't touch!"
I said that a little too loudly. The echoes got very boisterous. Several small icicles broke loose from the ceiling. They shattered with an almost metallic twinkle when they struck the floor. The crow spoke very distinctly.
"Come here!"
And I, having finally figured it out, told it, "If your manners don't improve dramatically, you might not get out of here at all." The bird was strutting back and forth nervously in front of Croaker and Lady. Soulcatcher had left those two snuggled up together, arranged so that the captain had one arm around Lady's waist, while she held his other hand with both of hers in her lap. Additional delicate touches suggested that Soulcatcher's wicked sense of play had peaked for this bit of still life.